Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to hanging out with me here at Flava News Radio. This is your host, Lady Flava. Just thought I'd want to spend a little bit of time with anybody and everybody that wants to come hang out with me for the next 2 hours before everybody starts their celebrations for the New Year's. Can you believe that 2011 is coming to an end and 2012 is just around the corner? I want to thank everybody for their love and support this past year of who I am and what I do through Flava News and Flava News Radio. I want to thank everybody who has joined the Flava News movement. I'll talk about that a little bit more later on in the show. But you know what? You know how I do it. I bring you some of the best and underground independent artists. And I'm going to start out tonight's show with an artist from right here in the Pacific Northwest. I love his style. His name is Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and this is his rendition of Light My Fire.
It would be untrue. You know I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, couldn't get much higher. Oh, come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Set my heart on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Girl, now we could only lose. Our love becomes a funeral pyre. Light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah. Try to set the night on fire. Fire, fire. Thank you. comes the funeral pyre. Oh, come on, baby, light my fire. Said, come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the knife on fire. Fire, fire, fire. Yeah.
That was Jose Juicy Gonzalez with his rendition of Light My Fire. I've got somebody who's just arrived to the office, so let me jump into a track so I can handle some business. You know what? Let's see. What do I want to play? You know what? Let me play a track by a dear, dear friend of mine. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece called Celebrate. We are off of his We Are One CD. So Celebrate by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Yeah.
All right, that was Celebrate by Stephen Jerome Ferguson off of his We Are One CD. I just received the most amazing surprise knock at my door here at my job at Friends of Youth. I'm a weekend staff over here, and I'm blessed to be able to do my radio shows. But somebody was coming to deliver some items for one of the residents here, and it turned out to be a childhood friend of mine that we grew up together since probably the age of 5 years old, and in the same neighborhood, involved in church together, to growing up and going to school together. So that was just really, really exciting for me to see her. And I haven't seen her since, oh gosh, you know, we were young adults. So that was a wonderful, wonderful surprise to have come my way on the end of 2011. So again, I want to welcome everybody to Flava News Radio. This is my Happy New Year show. I figure since I'm not out going to be celebrating, I'll be here with the kids at my facility this weekend. You know, why not do a show and just open up the phone lines if anybody wants to just share some last-minute thoughts or well wishes going into 2012. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. When I use this computer here at work, I cannot open up the chat room, so I'm sorry if there's anybody trying to get in the chat room. I don't know. I always hit the buttons just hoping. And maybe somebody is in the chat room for all I know. But I want to thank you so much for taking your time out to come hang out with me and listen to some good music. And hopefully you'll raise your hand and join in some conversation with me as we close out this year. Let's see, where do I want to go with some music now? Let's see. You know what? I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite soul singers out of California, and this particular track is called Here We Go, and this is by Robert G. off of his All My Love CD.
Here we go.
Robert G. out of California with his piece called Here We Go, and that particular track is off of his All My Love CD. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest, and you know what? I just cannot think of a better song to play tonight than this particular track. You know me, you know Black Stax is my family, and this is their signature song being played around the world, I Love My Life.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Off of their Talking Building CD. So, the year is coming to an end in just a matter of hours. Can you believe it? You know, I hope that going out of this year, you've been able to resolve some things. And, you know, I really, really have been trying to encourage the last few months to not take the garbage with you into 2012. You know, let go, let God, you know, forgive yourself, whatever it is that you need to do, you know. Just let go of the mess. It doesn't deserve any more attention. It doesn't deserve to go into this new year. I'm feeling so extremely hopeful and excited about this year. I've got some exciting things that are going to be taking place, you know, for Flava News. And I'm so very, very grateful to all of the artists and fans and business owners that have come on board with Flava News movement in just the last few months. You know, I was talking about this the other day. You know, I really, really stepped out on faith when I decided to change things when it came to Flava News and Flava News Radio and turning this into a members-only movement. For the last few months, I've been just asking for $1 per month from each artist that are interested in joining. And, you know, it's not like anybody can join, you know, because I do have some standards and boundaries set. As far as the type of art and quality of art. You know, but some amazing talents have come on board. And, you know, I've even had some people tell me that, you know, the quality of artists have really, really changed and is being, you know, noticed and recognized now that I've turned this into a movement. And if you want to find out more about this movement, just go over to my website at www.flavanews.com and hit the Flava News movement page. It's got all the information. And if you want to join, still for that introductory dollar amount per month, get it in today. Otherwise, tomorrow it is going to go up in price. I want to give a big shout-out to my dear friend Big Trigger. He says he's in the chat room, even though I can't see it. He's an amazing man. He's an amazing, gifted talent. He's out there in Philadelphia doing his thing. He's got, ooh, Big Trigger, I hope I say this right, Spotlight on Poetry and Jazz. He does a show out there every October, you know, a physical show, and then he does a radio show. And so if you're a jazz artist, if you are a poet, Big Trigger is a great, great man to get to know. I see my people. My people are on the phone line. I can't see everybody since, you know, I'm limited here on this computer, but I see my family, Eternally Blaze, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Eleanor from my SJF family team hanging out on the line with me. Much love to all of you guys. And you know what? I'm going to play a piece by John D. Green Sr. I think this is really also appropriate going out of this year. And I'll talk about why I think so. This piece is called Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr., produced by SJF Music. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Tribal Mental Cleanse. The reason why I decided to play this particular track tonight is, you know, I told John the first time that I heard this piece, it kind of felt like it was an angry, a very aggressive piece. Then I listened to it a different time, and it felt like it's more of a motivational piece. And so tonight I play it with the feeling and thought of, you know, yes, motivational and determination. In going into 2012, I hope those are some of the things that you are taking with you. You know, just to be just determined that this is going to be a great year. Position yourself in front of some of the right people, the right situations. You know, I know a lot of people that I deal with are, you know, have a very, very strong spiritual faith base. You know, and it's about, you know, if it's God's will and this, that, and that. And I totally respect that outlook, but, you know, the way that I look at it and the way that I was raised is God gives us the tools, you know, to know which directions to go. It's not always easy to figure it out, you know, but if you really, really look deep inside of yourself and you look at the situations that you're faced, you, I think, really, really can come up with, you know, what is the best thing for you to do at that point. So I see somebody who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. Okay, please tell me this is John D. Green Sr., since I see two of the same area codes lit up.
Hello?
Oh, who is this?
John Jr.
How are you, John Jr.?
Good, ma'am.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you so much. So, so I don't know if you're on your mom's phone, your dad's phone, your phone, but I'm excited that you called in.
Thank you, ma'am. Just want to I just want to take more in, you know, just call in and say hi, more likely.
Okay. So what are you doing for New Year's?
Inviting a couple friends over, family, and, yeah, just couple people over.
Yeah, very cool. Well, for everybody who's listening to this show, this is John D. Green Sr.'s son, LJ, and he is definitely following in his father's footsteps and being a creative soul. So I understand you're acting now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
How do you like that?
It's not bad, actually.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And are you, like, playing some very cool roles?
I'm just starting right now. I only got three films, but three ads up. Yep. My dad got, like, 16.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are your plans for 2012? You have any goals set for yourself?
Not really. I'm kind of thinking on them.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you called in, LJ, and give your mom and your dad a big hug from me and tell them I said Happy New Year's.
I love you.
All right, darling. Yeah. All right. That was John D. Green Jr. calling in to, you know, get us up to speed and what's going on and to say, you know, Happy New Year's to everybody. And I'm so, so excited that he called in. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just jump into another track that this particular song was done with John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr. And it's called Rain.
Thank you. back then, that was what was up.
All right, that was Rain by John DeGreen Sr. and John DeGreen Jr. and John DeGreen Sr. Your line is open, my friend.
Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was so sweet that your son called in.
And he wanted to call in and say his hellos and Happy New Year. So the wife gave him free rein and he called in.
Well, you know, it just threw me off because I don't necessarily have, you know, the numbers like memorized, right? I just have like
right.
the area code. So I was like, okay, there's two on the switchboard.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, he called in and wanted to say his hellos and his Happy New Year's. He's getting older now, so I guess probably getting older is wanting to branch out a little bit, you know, trying his own wings out.
Yeah, older, 8 years old.
Yeah, he's nine, so he's
oh, he's nine now. Okay,
yeah,
he's nine.
Trying his wings out now, you know, his own voice. So that's all
okay.
right with me.
There you go. So how you feel about exiting 2011 and going into 2012, John?
You know, I'm to be honest with you, personally, I'm so happy to be done with this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year has had its ups and downs, and its downs were really down, and its ups were significantly up. But overall,
right.
I think, I think it's time to go, you know. I hastily usher this year to the door and out. Yeah.
I feel you on that one, too. I agree. I think that 2011 was definitely a year of just a true roller coaster ride, you know. There were some really, really down points, and then there were some very, very up points. But I'm kind of ready for a little bit of a smooth sailing. I know that there are always going to be obstacles, you know, and challenges, you know, but just kind of to smooth it out a little bit. So I'm just trying to, you've been hearing me talk about it, you know, in personal conversations that we've had and on the radio. You know, just trying to let go of some stuff because it really does not deserve to go into 2012.
Right. That's what I'm all about, leaving the negativity of this year in this year. You know, I have no room for it. Not in my future. You know, not in any of our futures. I mean, those of us that are close, it's time to shed it, you know. We lived through it. So be it. Move on. Goodbye.
Right.
You know.
And you know what? I don't like that little title that people throw up there, you know, being a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just, you know, keep, like, surviving through things. I want to just get out there and just master it. So,
right.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to let go of this year, and I'm ready to go into 2012 just ready to run, even though, you know, mine is going to be more of a hobble. But, you know, you can all pretend I'm ready.
You'll get there. You'll get there. But, you know, on the positive note, I can say, and I'm sure you would agree, we've learned a significant amount in this year. This year has been a teacher, if you will. We've taken in quite a bit, some good, some bad, but overall, education is education. We've learned a lot about people and things over the last year. So it hasn't been a waste, you know.
It has
not been a waste.
Thank you, baby.
So you're right, John. You know, if nothing else out of all of these situations, you know, we can definitely have learned a lesson, you know, from it. You know, and I appreciate you saying that because that's a great way of looking at it. You know, and the old saying, you know, this too shall pass. You know, I mean, it definitely... You know, but I think the blessing out of 2011 for me, you know, is really, really establishing a great relationship with you and your wife, Donna, you know, and LJ, to the SJF music team, you know. It's just some amazing people, you know, that have come into my life, you know, in this past year. Even though I connected with you really at the end of... 2010, you know,
right.
whatever. But, you know, this has been a really great year of just, you know, connecting with some amazing people such as yourself and being able to go into the New Year's with you. And, oh, my goodness, my friend, you yourself, you've done so much from, you know, being a musician and composer and, you know, martial artist and all of this to now acting. You know, you've done so much in just this past year, just really, really using your creativity.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. If nothing else, this year's definitely pushed the limits of what can and can't be done by a determined person. This year ended with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this year has ended with a bang for Team Green because I posted earlier about we grabbed a slightly different bull by the horns. And we haven't released too many details outside of our immediate circle, but you know, you're somewhat aware of what is. And things are about to get really crazy in our universe, but it's the good kind of crazy for a change. And it's something that even I didn't see coming, and, you know, I'm usually up for any challenge, but this one kind of caught me off guard. But I'm ready. But, you know, it's that wing it mentality that that I think is benefiting me in this particular incident, in this instance, because, you know, it's caught me off guard, you know, and I preach about being ready when the opportunities hit you. It's just being ready to step into different roles in your life that may benefit you and those around you. But saying it and doing it are two different things, and I was actually able to do it, to step up and do it, and I'm waiting for results, and I'm very excited, but I'll go as far as to say I'm a bit nervous at the outcome, but I'm also really excited, you know, because I know what I think, but, you know, and we'll see if the feelings are mutual or not.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm excited to learn more as you're able to share this information, and, you know, definitely, I'm sure I'm kind of feeling like, you know, another John D. Green Sr. on the leopard carpet is going to be up for 2012, because I just feel like you're going to have so many more exciting projects under your belt that you need to share with my listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was trying to hint to John that he should fly out here to Seattle to play keyboards for Monica Monet when she's on tour out here.
that has actually been discussed amongst the team coming to Seattle, believe it or not. There was quite a serious and long, lengthy discussion on that because that would
we definitely are going to have y'all out here. I mean, definitely, you know, in the works, you know, how that can all come into play, you know. But this thing with Monica is kind of like my, kind of like, in a sense, I can't say it's baby steps because it's a pretty big deal.
Right.
But, you know, it's my real, real introduction into, you know, putting on an event, putting on a tour with an artist, working with some amazing, amazing talent, you know, and just, you know, it's so far so good. It's been coming, you know, together just so smoothly. You know, I've been kind of waiting for some kind of glitch to happen, but it's just coming together so smoothly. I'm so excited. So, you know, once this is over with, you know, I'm hoping it is really going to set me up to be able to do many more things throughout 2012, you know, going into 2013. So, yeah, of course we're going to be having you and Steven and the family have to come out here. But you know what? Another thing I really want to do, I think I was telling Stephen this the other night, I really want to come to Michigan.
Yeah.
I know it's not like, you know, I just want to, you know, be able to sit down with you and Donna and have coffee and, you know, hang out with some of the Melvin Chenault and Kat Orlando and her husband Larry and my friend Chinelu Bomani. You know, I just really, really want to spend some time with some of the amazing talents that are out there in Michigan.
Well, just wait a few months before you do, because you don't want to come in the next 2 or 3 months to Michigan, believe me. Michigan will be no place to be in about a month.
Are we talking like cold or something, or what are we speaking
on? Not just the cold. It's the cold you can handle. It's the snow. We get... Okay. Snow. So, you know, yeah, Michigan is probably not the best place to be.
Right.
Yeah, come in May or June.
May.
It'll be a good month, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because after that, then it's really hot. July through the beginning of September is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but, yeah, that's going to be on a while. Monica Monet's coming. That's going to be something. Just make sure your digital is ready because.
Oh. We are, I am actually going to have it filmed. It is going to be documented from day one of her arrival to, you know, the whole process. It's, a 5-day tour, if I'm correct. I think it's 5-day. I don't have my notes in front of me, but, yeah, she's going to be doing a show with Delton Sun. She's going to be doing a show with Speakeasy Unplugged. She's going to have a listening party. She's going to have an acoustic set. And then we're having a big, big show with Black Stax and Delton Sun and Speakeasy Unplugged. And she's going to be performing with an artist up in Vancouver, Canada. Her name is Tahara September. And so we're hoping that Tahara September will also be able to come down to the States for the big show.
And see, that's the type of thing that I would save my coin and spend my ticket money on. You see what I'm saying? You got Delton Sun, Black Stax, and Monica Monet are going to be on the same bill at some point within that 5-day period. So if you're the kind of person that'll follow a tour, you know how some people follow concerts from city to city because each city show is different. That's what you spend your bread on. That's what I would spend my bread on. I just shack up in Seattle somewhere, hotels, and every night where the party's at, that's where I'd be at. Get my sneakers to Delton Sun and Black Stax and Monica Monet and Speakeasy Unplugged. And you just know it's going to be off the chain, the spontaneous eruptions of creative melodies that are going to take place. Just sickening to me right now, sitting in cold Michigan.
Well, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. Everybody who's a part of it is so excited also. And, you know, everybody who's a part of it, the beautiful thing is that everybody that's a part of it has their own followings from even the venues, you know. So there's an agreement with each entity of artists to then the venues supporting to put this out there. Some great people, you know, are coming on board with us. And I have to say this is being recognized as a Flava News event. But J.C. Cage from Black Stack is so instrumental in being my partner on this that, you know, I definitely have to give Jace a big, big shout out because, you know, he is just right there by my side, making decisions with me, making moves with me, and I have much love and respect for Jace. So, yeah.
Do me a favor. When all this goes down and you put this thing together, I want you to get a T-shirt, right? You know, a neutral good color, maybe gray, maybe a white and black, or gray and black, or gray and white, and get it either 2X or 3X, maybe a nice 2X, because I plan to slim down a bit, and get all of them to sign it for me. I want Delton Sun, Black Stax, all the group, Felicia Loud. I want Monica Monet to sign it, Speakeasy Unplugged, and then send it to me.
All right. I think that's
get
the plan.
Them all to sign. Tell them I made this request publicly. I want them all to sign this thing for me. Send it to me.
I like that idea. I think we might have to work on something like that.
Yeah, you know, if I could get all of them to sign it, you know, take that T-shirt and vacuum seal it and stick it in the safe. That's good. Pass down to my boy.
Silly man.
30 years. Yeah. So that's really exciting, Flav. I'm so proud of you. But I know that you know how to roll with the glitches. So I know that if anything should come up and you had to deviate from one plan to another, you'll do it fluently and smoothly. It's going to be awesome. That's what we do. Creative minds, we deal with glitches. The unknown, they call it magic.
Right.
You know, they call it magic.
No, you're right. I've learned how to kind of go with the flow with things kind of needing to be tweaked and this and that. Yeah, and I realize that may, you know, be a reality. You know, and like you said, John, we'll go with the flow. We'll make it work, you know, because Everybody who's a part of this, again, is really excited. They understand that this is not just about, you know, Monica Monet coming, you know, to Seattle and doing a tour. This is kind of setting us up for much more in the future. And so, it's all going to work out. But, you know, so like with you, with your acting and your music, you've got a CD that's going to be coming out in 2012. And so many great things are happening with you also.
Yeah, you remember in the beginning of the year, I kept saying and predicting that this was going to be the year of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has come many, many, many times, and it's all a beautiful thing. And I said it once, and I'll say it again: 2012 will be the year to begin your watch of SJF music. That'll be the year to start. If people haven't started by now, which I know quite a few people have, and I thank you sincerely. This will be the year to start watching SJF music, because the project coming out of SJF music is going to cover every spectrum of sound, and it's something for everyone. Sounds like Barnum and Bailey, right? Something for everyone. But believe me when I say it's for everyone, and it's going to be above and beyond anything that you've heard thus far. So I'm very, very excited about the works that were turning out from SJF Music. It's again one of those blessings that kind of just happened, and I couldn't have come into a better company than Stephen Jerome Ferguson and the whole group, for that matter, the SJF family, as we affectionately refer to it. So yeah, keep your eyes on SJF Music, because it's, if you hear it, it's SJF.
Yeah, and I think that I think Stephen has definitely created a signature sound, when it comes to what he's producing and everything. But it's just so crisp and clear. I think that's just one of the things that I so appreciate about what he's putting out is just the clarity, you know. And in this past year, that's one thing that I've learned to listen for. Is the production level, you know, of tracks. And there, you know, some of the music that I still play on Flava News Radio is not always up to, like, you know, the highest standards, but I still think that the artist deserves to be heard, you know. And then sometimes in that, you know, there's growth, you know, in being able to maybe take it to a different level come 2012. This is what was produced in 2011, but yeah, we've got more capabilities. We stashed some money to get into studios or buy new equipment or learn new equipment and all of that. So, I have great, great appreciation for what Stephen is doing over there at SJF Music. And everybody, I would really encourage you to sign up for his newsletter, and get to know some of the artists, you know, that's part of the SJF Music Camp, to, you know, just finding out some tidbits of this and that and the other, you know. So you can go over to SJFmusic.com and sign up, or you can go to SJF Music on Reverb Nation and sign up for the newsletter. So definitely a big shout out. And you hear us talk a lot about SJF Music. That's because I am a part of their family. The other thing is they're just really, really, you know, quality-driven artists, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of that team. You know, well, I've got my dear, dear friend, Big Trigger, in the chat room, and I'm so excited that he's actually here, because he's such a busy man between his, you know, his family and what he's doing out there in Philadelphia. I'm going to play one of his pieces, and I think I'm going to play Our Moment by Big Trigger. He said he's hot off the wall.
No limitations. When you hold me close and we look into each other's eyes, it's almost as if time stands still. There are no worries. There are no fears. All that is important is this moment, our moment, a space and time set aside just for you and I. Hold me closer. Kiss me. kiss me. Kiss me again. The very thought of you has the ability to melt me. I can feel your presence even before I can see you laying here. There is nothing that I want more than to have you for my very own. No limitation. My greatest joy has been finding myself sharing time and space within your domain, learning the inner workings of your mind while exploring the hills and valleys of your exterior landscape. And because our intimacy gives me such a natural high, I find myself existing on cloud nine, with no thought of ever returning to Earth's atmosphere.
No limitation.
Breathing your refined air as I whisper naughty secrets to tantalize your ears, knowing instantly that it's only been me lacking you to complete the true picture. Wishing I could freeze time, but knowing I cannot. While our union perpetuates eternally, our souls combine in that vacuum that knows no limitations or aggravations of the everyday world. Your piercing eyes ignite a feeling that burns deeply in my soul. No other has ever sparked an emotion that seems to carry me to a place where pleasures live. Temptations and sensual desires overwhelm every part of my consciousness, encouraging me to indulge in such hedonistic sensations that will propel me to reach that climax that so many view as so powerful. With your smooth caresses and warm glances, you have managed to capture that part of me that runs free, giving me an opportunity to experience this feeling of calmness and serenity that has surprisingly left me speechless. Not wanting it to ever end, but knowing that you will be here waiting for another chance to showcase your magic, making this experience something truly worth waiting for. As you lay beside me glowing, and I'm infinitely thankful that you belong to me and that you will forever be my girl. No limitation, no limitation.
Right, that was Big Trigger out of Philadelphia with his piece called Our Moments. And again, I really, really encourage you to go check him out and what he's doing at www.SOJP, Spotlight on Poetry and Jazz, radio.com. He features jazz artists and poets over there. Again, he does a live show in Philadelphia every October, I believe it is. I've been planning on getting out there the last 2 years and just have not been able to do it, you know. But maybe you never know, 2012 might be the year where I can get out there to Philadelphia. There's some other people I would love to see. And I miss seeing my sister April, who came all the way to Philadelphia from Washington, D.C. But anyway, so John, my friend, what do you guys got going on over there in Michigan?
Everybody just kind of sitting around, you know, taking it easy. We're waiting for a few family members, a few friends. So I'm going to have to bid you. I said we're sitting around waiting for a few family members, a few friends. And it's a real slow night. Just, you know, a couple family, a couple friends. No big deal. But we're going to sit around and do it right. My sister's trying to do karaoke, so it ought to be interesting, if nothing else. But Big Trigger, nice piece. That slap bass is tight. But I'm not familiar with him, so I'm going to have to go make myself more familiar.
You should. Go check out his website.
Donna says she loves you. Maria said hold her drink. Lil John said hi-ya to the dog. So sweetie, with all our love, you know, from all of us to all of you, happy, happy New Year. And,
all right.
And my funniest line I've been waiting to say all night, and I haven't been able to say, but I can say it now. I'll see you next year.
All right, darling, I will. I'm so excited, John. You guys have a great time tonight. Thank you so much to you and LJ for calling in.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the world, sweetie. Talk to you
all
soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, that was John D. Green, Sr. out of Michigan. You can actually find out more about John on my website over at flavanews.com. Go to the Flava News Cooperative page, and you can find out all about John D. Green, Sr. He's just got so much going on, from his music to his acting and martial arts and all of that. He is just an absolutely amazing, amazing talent. So, again, I want to welcome everybody to my Happy New Year show here on Flava News Radio. I am so excited to be here with those of you that have wanted to come hang out with me. If there's anybody else that would like to raise their hand, oh, gosh, somebody raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right. Is this by chance Big Trigger calling from Philadelphia?
You know it. You know it. How are you, Lady Flava?
I am so good. I was so excited when you told me that you were going to come to the show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as Vivian and I always try to support everyone when I can, but I saw you doing the New Year's Eve show, and I said I got to come on and listen and get in your flow.
I'm so happy that you did. So, why don't you tell people, since we've got you on the line right now, tell people, you know, who you are and what you do, Big Trigger.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. My name is Clayton Corley, a.k.a. Big Trigger, and I host and produce an internet program called Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. I heard you chopping it up a little bit there. It was cracking me up over here, lady.
But it's
all good. And it's located at www.sojpradio.com, and you'll get a nice blend of some legendary and those on the cusp of greatness in the genres of both jazz and poetry. And what I like to do is to blend both genres together and, you know, come out with a really nice, you know, a really nice bit of artistry and entertainment. So, and the live show, as you mentioned, is so far it's been every October for the past 4 years. And I've, you know, been blessed to have quite a few people that I'm sure you're aware of. Like you said, April Sims, who is just a dynamic person all the way around. But she's a heck of a photographer and a wonderful friend and a dynamite poetess in her own right.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She comes and supports it every year. And Celestial Dancer, who's a poet and also my partner in Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, she's from Philadelphia, but she lives out there in the Bay Area of California, out there near you.
Right.
And, you know, she's, of course, she's here every year. And Monica Herzig, a pianist from Dr. Monica Herzig, a pianist from Bloomington, Indiana, by way of Germany. She was here at our last program. And it's just, you know, a wonderful array of both well-known and not-so-well-known artists that come and support what we do at Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry.
Right. Well, I think that it's beautiful what it is, you know, that you're doing over there. And I know my dear, dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn was one of the artists that was featured, and I was so excited to see him, you know, over there on your site and being performed, you know, because he and I have known each other since I was 17 years old.
Well, that's only a few years.
So, yeah, he's been in my life at over 30 years.
That's all right.
He's an amazing, amazing man. So I was excited to see what you were doing, you know, over there. And I hope some of my people that are on the line right now are really, really paying attention, because Big Trigger is somebody that you guys should really, really hook up with. Stephen Jerome Ferguson is putting out some amazing jazz himself as a jazz artist, but he's producing some amazing talents of some spoken word artists and other jazz artists out from actually across the United States. He's based out of Kansas. You know, so he's listening on the phone line. So hint, hint, Stephen, you should get a hold of Big Trigger and check him out, and maybe you can get featured over on his show. But
I've had the pleasure of you know, chatting with him a few times, and it's
okay.
Just a matter of time, Stephen. You know, it's just a matter of time before we actually get together and make some nice things happen. Like you said, 2012 may be the year, but it's just so much talent. It's so much talent out here, and I try to tap into as many as I can and
right.
Trying to hit all of them because, you know, like you said earlier on your program, you know, everyone deserves to be heard and to be able to showcase what they enjoy, which is their artistry. And I really applaud you for what you do, Lady Flavor, because you give so many people opportunities to showcase their talent and be featured, and it's just very commendable, and I'm proud of what you do, and I really enjoy what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Big Trigger, and you know, you're somebody that, you know, I came to know over the internet waves many, many years ago, it seems like, and you know, just watching you and listening to you, and just, I don't know, there's something about your presence that it's like, I say this to my friend, you know, Jace, all the time, you know, about him being an elder, but I think that you are definitely in that category of being an elder. You know, it's just, and I'm not saying that because of your age. I think it's just there's something about you that, you know, you exude wisdom, you know, and calm and appreciation. And I think that I'm really, really grateful, you know, to have connected with you and, you know, and this year, actually, I may be reaching out to you, you know, to help me learn some things with this computer stuff and all of that. But, you know, I have much respect for you and
well,
your talent
you.
And what
well,
you're
thank
doing.
You. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm always, you know, willing to help any way I can to, you know, with your computer. You say you need some computer help. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
Problem at all. You know, I'm available. And, you know, even though we're 3 hours apart as far as the time goes, we always find a time that's right there in the middle to connect.
There you go.
You
I
know what I mean?
That.
So,
mm-hmm.
So it's all good. And I like to just, you know, while I have your listeners on the phone and the couple that's in the chat room, I was talking to a young lady named Miss Eleanor Lynch in the chat room. And but, you know, I'd like to wish each and everyone within the sound of my voice and those that are not within the sound of my voice, the sick and the shut-in as well, and those all around the world, to have a safe, healthy, and prosperous new year and keep our young people at the forefront and in our consciousness, because they will actually be the ones taking over.
There you go.
And we have to make sure that they're in, you know, that the world is in good hands. So let's really pay attention to what our young folks are doing and get into their lives and you know, set an example for what we expect, not for what we want, what we expect from them going into the future.
Definitely, definitely. I have great appreciation for that, you know, because I work with young people, that homeless young people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and they do need our attention. They need, you know, us to stand up and be good mentors and role models and all of that. And for they really need to know that they matter. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I'm noticing, like with the kids that I work with. You know, they really need to know that they matter, you know, that they're not just there to be seen and not heard. You know, I know that, Big Trigger, you and I, we came up in an era when, you know, kids, you know, went in the other room and this and that when mom and dad had company or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And I'm so with that, even
oh, yeah.
to this day, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think that they just need to know that somebody cares and that they're paying attention to them. So I appreciate what you just said, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they definitely, you know, they have some really good things, you know, to say. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, when they don't get a chance to say it and it builds up inside of them, that's when a lot of times you get a lot of negativity. So we got to let them express themselves, and like you do with the artists and whatnot that you feature on your program. Everybody deserves to be heard. Well, that goes for the young people too.
That's right.
So we just
thank you so much, and I wish you and your beautiful family a happy New Year's and many, many blessings coming your way in 2012. And I'm just so excited. I am, Big Trigger, I am so excited. It's just like, I just feel like this is really the year. I know that so many of us end each year saying, okay, next year's the year, right?
Yeah.
I really sincerely in my just gut, my soul, my heart, my mind, all of that, I feel like 2012 is going to be a great year, at least for me. I don't know about y'all, but for me, I believe so.
Well, you know what? And I heard you talking about trying to make it to Philly for 2012. Believe me, I think I'm going to be out in your area. Hopefully in the spring, and then I'm definitely going to take that extra day or two to get up to Seattle, because I know I'm going to be in the Bay Area, San Francisco. But
so are you going to go ahead and start doing a show down there in the spring?
Well, what we want to do, it may not be this spring, because you know it's a lot of planning that has to get done, and you know we have to find the right venue in order to to hold it. But I know I just want to get out there just to visit so that I can come and say, you know, that I've been out there and try to come up to Seattle. Because I told Alvin Lloyd Horn,
Alvin
that I wanted
Lloyd,
to get up there to see him too.
But you know what? If you actually get to Oakland, you know what? Me and Alvin will hop in the car and drive down there. Alvin loves to drive to the Bay Area. And, you know, he's performed at several places down in the Bay Area. So you say the word, you're there. We'll hop in the car and come drive down there.
Well, that's all right. Then here we go.
Yeah,
so
it's about a 13-hour drive. So, we'll do that.
I really want to get a chance to meet you and I'll give you a big hug because you do a lot of good stuff. And
thank you so much.
Yep. Well, so you take care and enjoy your New Year's Eve and the rest of the program. I'm enjoying it. And hope you and your family have a wonderful year.
All right. Thank you so much, Big Trigger. Much love and respect to you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, again, check out my friend Big Trigger over at www.sojpradio.com. And if you're a poet, if you're a spoken word artist, if you are a jazz musician, he is a good person to definitely connect with. You know what, Big Trigger, if you are still in the chat room listening, I'm going to play this piece. Not very many people have heard this piece, and I haven't played it very often, and hopefully this man does not blush, but I'm going to play Stephen Jerome Ferguson's spoken word piece called So In Love. Finally made it. That piece is called So In Love by Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. He will definitely tell you this is his tribute to Barry White. So we'll go ahead and just let him, you know, say that. He hasn't raised his hand, so I'll be nice and I won't bring him in. But to everybody who is listening to Flava News Radio tonight, this is my Happy New Year's show. Just wanted to get on the air and spend a little time with anybody that wants to come hang out with me. We've got about, 35 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in and share a thought or two as we leave this year, you are more than welcome to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. But I'm going to bring you back up to the Pacific Northwest and play one of the talents out of my hometown. Her name is Tiffany Wilson, and this piece is called You Can Have It All. That was Tiffany Wilson from right here in Seattle, Washington, with her piece, You Can Have It All. So I got another person who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Hey, girl, how you doing tonight? Happy New Year.
I'm very good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm good. I can't wait for the year to start.
I'm excited about 2012, too. Mm-hmm. I think we're finishing this out on a good foot and, leading in with a better foot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know
so I
what,
have
you
to tell you that, you know, Big Trigger, you know, out there in Philly is sending me, like, private messages throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is funny. I know you've never heard this before. He said that piece that I just played, you know, by you, your spoken word piece. He said, that's smooth. I know you've never heard that before, huh?
Oh, tell him I said thank you very much. Well, I guess you can hear me, yeah. So thank you, Big Trigger. I appreciate that, brother. I love that piece you played by him. You talking about smooth. That was...
Yeah.
Man, that was a tight piece. That was a real tight piece.
Yeah, he's an amazing talent, too. And that's actually, I believe, how I got to know him is, you know, from his spoken word, you know, probably mm-hmm. going back to 2007. But he's an amazing man. But I just love his commitment to poetry and jazz. And stuff. So yeah, one of these days I'm gonna get out there to Philly. I am. It's been on my agenda for 2 years now, and I'm like, okay. Every year I say I'm going to get out to Philly. Well, you know, at the time that I was planning on going to Philly this year, then that's when the computer went down, right? So it was like
right.
trying to set aside money, you know, for the computer and everything. So anyway, so Big Trigger said thanks, Stephen.
All right.
Yeah, so, you know, how are you feeling? I know we've talked on other shows, you know, but there might be some new people listening tonight. How are you feeling about going into 2012, Stephen?
I'm very optimistic about 2012. I know I was listening to John when he was on, and I remember him talking about that he thought that 2011 was going to be the year of the collaboration, and boy, he hit that right on the head, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And I can see it getting nothing but bigger and bigger starting in 2012 because it's getting a lot easier for artists to collaborate over long distances now.
Mm-hmm.
With all the changes with the internet and all that, with cloud servers and file sharing and all that kind of stuff, it's a whole lot easier to collaborate with people scattered out all over the country now.
Yeah, you were definitely proof of that, you know, in being able to work with artists from across, you know, the United States and putting together one piece. I think it's just absolutely amazing, you know. I don't think that everybody necessarily has that skill of knowing how and the ear to know how to put together, you know, the different pieces like that from artists in different locations. But I think you definitely, you have mastered that.
I don't know about mastered, but I'm starting
at least
to get a hang on it.
Sunk well.
I'm getting the hang of it. It's just like anything else. You study it, you learn, you take advice from people who have done it and listen to them. And, you know, we can all learn how to do anything pretty much. So
sure.
I put a lot of research and a lot of time into it. I know that. But 2011 is, you know, it was a good year. It had its ups and downs, but we're about to put that puppy to bed.
Yes, we are. And you know what? This year has gone by so fast. I think I say this every year, Stephen. I really don't know if it's an age thing, you know what. It just seems like time goes by so quickly now.
Oh, yes.
And this really kind of crept up on me. You know, the end of this year. But you know what? I am like John. I am so ready to step into 2012.
Oh, yeah. I'm already, as far as planning goes, I'm already in, like, June and July of 2012. You know,
okay.
I'm getting ready to start looking at making plans for Christmas CD releases for 2012. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. You're on fire. I understand.
Hey, shoot. Might as well take advantage of it.
Right.
You never know.
So going out of... Go ahead. I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, go ahead, dear. Go ahead. I'll just...
No, I was just going to say, Stephen, you know, as we leave 2011 and we enter this new year, what advice do you have for people, not just speaking of artists, but just people in general?
Going out of 2011 and coming into 2012?
Mm-hmm.
First of all you party hardiers out there, be careful. Because there's a lot of people out there like me that's going to be getting off work at midnight, and I'm going to be trying to come home, and I don't feel like having no fender benders tonight, okay?
Right.
The second thing is do a quick inventory of what you went through in 2011. And stuff that's not worth taking into the new year, you know, just leave it in 2011. Because a lot of the stuff that we carry around with us, we don't have to carry around with us. We do it by choice. So make a conscious choice to leave that stuff alone and just try to concentrate on you making yourself a better person for 2012. If each one of us would worry about ourselves and our own attitudes instead of somebody else's attitudes, then we'd all be fine. Be the person that you want to be. Be the person that you want to be. You don't have to be the person that you see on TV or the people that you see in movies and all that. Be the person that you want to be. And you'll be fine. Everybody will be fine. It goes back to one of the oldest rules that I know of, and that's the golden rule. Just do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody on this planet treated everybody that they meet the same way that they want to be treated, man, it'd be a whole lot better place to live, wouldn't it?
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. I would love for us to get back to that. I don't know. It just seems like over the years that, you know, this world has become very selfish, you know,
yeah,
and self-serving. And I would love to see it get back to, as you say, you know, treating others as you would like to be treated, to, you know, being a neighbor, you know, being a brother and sister and a mentor and all of those things. You know, it's really amazing the simple things that a person can do that really, really makes a difference for somebody else, you know, and maybe even the masses or whatever. But, you know, show a little kindness, you know, and share some love. And, you know, I think we can lighten things up. I mean, I really believe that if we did come together, that we as a whole, you know, could really change, you know, what's going on in this world. You know, it's the craziness of, you know, hearing about young people committing suicide and, you know, all of these tragic, just crazy things that are taking place. You know, of course, we blame a lot on, you know, the economics of our nation and all of that, as, you know, the stress levels and this and that, you know, but, you know, I think that if we just come together, you know, we can really, really turn things around. Just like with Big Trigger talking about the fact of, you know, just, you know, reaching out to our young people, you know, setting a good example and mentoring and all of that, because they are our future, you know. And one day we're going to be turning over this world to them, you know. So we,
right, mm-hmm,
as the adults of this world, you know, they're watching us. They're paying attention. When you think they're not watching, they're paying attention. You know, and, yeah, but I think that, you know, you lead by example, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about you, Stephen, is, you know, you are definitely a leader. You're a very calm, kind man, you know, but you are definitely a leader. Before we go any further, let me bring in another caller, though. All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, how are you, my friend?
Happy New Year. I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year, Blaze.
Hey, Big Daddy, Happy New Year. It's been a blast. I want to start off by saying that, yeah, 2011 really kind of took me by the shoulders and shook me. But, you know, I took a licking, but I kept on taking. And, you know, life has surprises. Life has changes. Life has adventure. All of these concepts make up what we call life, you know, and it's how we perceive them, how we receive them, and how we pull through and get to the next level is what really makes us that man or that woman, you know. And
right.
We just have to keep enduring whatever. It's like a card game. Now, you're not going to always get all aces, and you're not going to get all kings and queens. But you got to play the hand that's dealt to you to the best of your ability.
Sure.
And I just want to say I've met some incredible people, starting with Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and he has truly, truly blessed my life. You know, and he is a positive and very, very great leader. And I've watched him as he put together this collaboration of artists, and he's just continuously, he has this Midas touch where he continuously, you know, puts one good piece after another good piece, and it just keeps coming, and it keeps flowing, you know, like the fountain of youth.
Wait a minute, are y'all talking about me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering.
And so, you know, and for somebody like me, I consider myself the girl next door. You know, to be here tonight, having this opportunity to talk with you guys and to say I am a part of the SJF family, it's totally awesome. It's mind-blowing. It's amazing. So let me just say this, if I say nothing else. I've had some adversities in my life, and some things that just got thrown at me this way, that way, and the other. But you just don't go up under a rock and say, that's it, they hit me, I don't want to play with them anymore, I can't deal with this. No. God put you here for a reason, for a purpose, and you just have to keep on getting up and dusting yourself off until you find out what that true purpose is. And if we just love each other, and respect each other, and try to be there for one another. I may not be able to help you with everything, but I can listen. I can pray with you. I can talk with you. I can walk with you. I can be your support team. And we try to do that for one another, then we would all have a better 2012.
There you
go. I so agree with you on that.
There you go.
I just... to say that.
That's what it's all about.
Just keep loving one another and loving the music and loving what you're doing. If you're in a job or a career that you really hate, then ain't nobody's fault but yours. You know what I mean? You got to go on back after and reevaluate your situation and find what works for you. And then you can work it to the best of your ability. Believe in yourself.
I agree. I agree with that, and I would like to add on to that part. I agree that there are a lot of people out there, you know, working and doing something that makes them really, really unhappy. One of the things that, you know, Stephen would definitely say, which, you know, I'm confident he would say, it's all in your attitude too. I think that if you can go into your job and look at it, if nothing else, as a means to an end to pay your bills, you know, or whatever, you can turn how that job makes you feel around just by changing how you react to it, to then, you know, start exploring what can you do differently, you know, in the future, you know, to change that situation, whether it's getting a different job, whether it's being creative and doing something on your own or whatever. But I think one of the things that I definitely have learned in 2011, it's something I've known for my whole life, I'm sure, you know, but we have choices in how we react to things. That is the one thing that we have control over. It's so easy to blame other people in how we feel and react and this and that, but reality is, you know, we have a choice in how we let situations and certain people and this and that, you know, make us feel. So I hope that you're listening to all this wisdom coming out of this show tonight from some very, very special people. You know, we've lived some life. You know, we've gone through our challenges. We will still face obstacles, you know, in the future, you know. But sometimes it's always good to sit down and listen to somebody who's lived a little bit of life that can share some wisdom with you as you embark on just living every single day. You know what? With all of that said, I just think, you know what? We need to play some Eternally Blaze. What you think?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to play Eternally Blaze, who is on the phone with us, and this piece is called Eternally Blaze.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's so out of me. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness is still there. I am yours, eternally brave. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours. Eternally Blaze. I am the one other women wish they could be, for I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasies, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate place. I am yours. Eternally. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body. I want also your heart and then soul. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally so we have both comfortably.
All right, that was Eternally Blaze coming to us from New York with her signature piece. I'm going to call it signature piece, Eternally Blaze. And this is also produced by SJF Music, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. It's pretty cool to hear that again.
Yeah, I'm still amazed. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, my Lord, that's me.
Oh,
that's
please.
That's you.
That's the tame one.
Yeah.
She got a couple. She got a couple coming out that's gonna get me arrested. I know.
So Big Trigger writes. He says I need to get me some ice water quick.
Oh, he ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh, geez. He better.
This woman right here, boy. You talking about a mess? I mean, this is what old folks call a mess right here, Miss Eternally Blaze. Boy, she, ooh, Lord have mercy. Mm. I can hear people now talking about, I know she did. What? Run that back. Let me see. You see her? She said that.
Yeah, I was telling Eternally Blaze one of the days that we were talking on the phone that I'm definitely in 2012 going to start a Flavors After Dark show. So that, you know, we can play some of this, like, grown folk stuff and don't, you know, everybody will know if they click on this show what it's going to be about. And if they can't handle it, you know, that's on them. That's on them. So, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring in another caller because she raised her hand. So, Miss Eleanor, the mama bear of SJF Music, welcome to Flava News Radio on New Year's Eve.
Well, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello. What's up, Mama?
Nothing. I was out there laughing, cracking up.
Tell you what, Blaze is a mess, ain't she?
Don't blame it all on me.
I just did the music.
Man.
I had nothing to do with
you
the words.
Did
I'm telling the whole world that right now. All I did was the music. That's all I'm taking credit for. But her CD, her CD will have a disclaimer on it.
It will
have a disclaimer. I've already talked to the legal department and all that. We got it all set up. It's going to have a little big black sticker on the front of it saying, SJF Music is not responsible for any unexpected pregnancies, car accidents. Do not operate any heavy machinery while listening to this music. You know,
oh, no.
I've seen that construction workers running through banks and stuff. No.
Okay, so Eternally Blaze. I have to tell you this, that Big Trigger has sent you a friend's request. And he says that
Yay!
He would love to hear more of your work. And Eleanor is
so
laughing, right? But,
yeah.
Eleanor is laughing. That is really a big compliment that he's reached out
yes,
to me.
Yes, it is.
He's been around the jazz poetry scene for a long time. You know,
wow.
So obviously he's really recognizing your talent. So that's really that's really a big deal that he
Thank you so much, Big Trigger. And I just don't know what to say. I'm blown away here. But I'm not as bad as they say, trust me. But I'm not bad.
Lord.
Well,
I do thank you. And Happy New Year.
I guess
I think
you couldn't talk because the tongue caught on fire.
When I first heard that song, the music was fantastic.
Well, thank you.
The music is fantastic, and it just, I mean, but it blended in with what she was saying. So it really sounded, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I couldn't wait to post it. I'm like, okay, let's get this out.
Thank you.
Yep. Good job.
You guys are too kind.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to run, but I do want to say one thing before I go.
Okay.
Blaze, you mentioned something about playing the cards that you were dealt.
Yes.
I look at it this way. SJF Music
has no choice but to make it in 2012 because of the cards that has been dealt.
All right.
Nothing but aces so far. Eleanor Lynch, Eternally Blaze, John D. Green Sr. and Jr., Melvin Chenault, Sheldon Butler, Leah Henderson, all you guys are nothing but aces, okay? So
all
I'm doing is sitting back following suit, okay?
Ooh,
that's all I got to do.
Thank
you. And slapping the board, pow, give me that book, pow, give me that book, okay? All right, but I want to say Happy New Year to you guys and many, many, many blessings. This is just the beginning. I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. And Lady Flavor, dear heart, love you.
Mwah.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot wait for what's going to be coming in 2012. So thank you
so
much.
We're going to have a ball.
Yes, we are.
We ain't
going to
do nothing else. We're going to have a ball. Okay?
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
You
all
guys
right,
be
thank
good.
You so much, darling.
I'm
going to
keep listening, but I'm going to get off the phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right. We've got maybe about 8 minutes left in the show. So, Miss Eleanor, what wisdom do you want to spit tonight to the people as we leave 2011 and step into 2012?
My first thing would be to be thankful that you made it through 2011.
There you go. Amen.
And into 2012 and just have your mind on doing better things. Even though you did good in 2011, just have your mindset on I can do better. Be positive. Don't be negative. I can only say that because that's what I made up my mind to do.
Sure.
To be positive and not negative.
I
and I love what I do in SJF music. I love what I do because it gives me a chance to meet a lot of people. It gives me a chance to get the music out there. And I love just putting the music out there so they can hear it, you know. So I'm happy.
Great.
And I hope I make a lot of people happier in 2012.
Well, you do a good job as Mama Bear. I have to say that.
Yes.
You know, not everybody does a good job being Mama Bears, you know, but Eleanor, you do a good job of that. You always look out for all of us. You know, you seem to. It comes across that you do love what you do, you know what I mean? So, and I think that's the beauty in it, too.
Yeah, I try. I really try. And everybody that's affiliated with SJF, I try to let them know that I'm not just basically for one person or two people or, you know, I'm with the team. If it's a team, if we're going to be a team, let's be a team. Let's work together, you know.
Yes.
And I'm a person like that. Even when I was in the cardiac field, working in cardiac, I was the same way with whoever was working with me. Let's work together. If you have to be off a certain day, okay, I'm going to take over this day. You do this, you do that. So
sure. It's
all about helping one another. It's all about,
there you go.
First of all, you got to like one another and love one another before you can help one another.
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
And you have to love yourself.
You have to love yourself. And I love
exactly.
I love me some me.
I second that emotion. definitely.
Yeah.
I love all my family at SJF Music. It's been an inspiration.
Right.
You know, everything. An adventure and an inspiration would be the two top choice words that I would use to describe the feeling that I get. Every time that we come together, every time that we put something out there, it is just awesome.
Yeah.
Just sit back. You know, you know that feeling that you know that God must have had, you know, when it describes, well, on this day he did this, this, this.
Uh-huh,
and then he
uh-huh.
did, say it is all about, you know, he was happy with his work. And it seems the same way with the SJF music family. We get to sit back and say, and this as well, you know. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome, awesome feeling, you know, and I hope that everybody at some point in their life gets that feeling. Keep striving, get that feeling, because it's awesome once you get there.
Yeah.
It is totally awesome.
And I think it's like my endeavor to get up. I wake up real early in the morning before anybody else gets up. And I turn on the computer. And the first thing I do is go to that admins page. And I'll be like, okay, how can I dominate this page today?
Right.
I don't know why, but I like dominating that home page. I just...
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear that you're proud. You know, and I think that when you're proud of something and it excites you and you're passionate about it, it does wake you in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a feel-good thing, you know, to get started, you know, with that. So I totally get that, Eleanor. I understand.
Yeah, it energizes you within itself. You know, that's all the energy you need because you build, you draw it from within, you know? So it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. Once again, it's that positivity.
Well, ladies, we've only got like 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the show. So, you know, I want to thank my SJF family, you know, for always coming out and supporting my shows. You know, majority of the time I see you guys, you know, come on to the switchboard and it just warms my heart to just know that you're there. And that means a lot to me. It really, really means a lot to me. It's not that I'm, like, insecure about what it is that I'm doing, but there's just nothing like having, you know, my family there to support me. And so I appreciate all of you for always showing up and supporting who I am and what I do.
And
I want to thank everybody who joined the Flava News movement. You know, again, I stepped out on faith in doing this, and it really paid off. You know, I've got over 100 members, you know, of the movement that have either came on board from when I started this or have come on board even after the fact that I didn't know back in the day. And so I appreciate and love and respect all of you. You know, let's just move forward in 2012. Let's join hands together and see what we can do, you know, to make a mark, you know, out there in this community as human beings and in the community of the arts. You know, let's just, you know, share the love and share the talents. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in tonight. 2012 is going to be a great year, as Eleanor and Stephen and my sister Eternally Blaze and John would say, you know, go into this year positive. You know, it's all about you, you know, making your world work and doing what you need to do. You know, if you have a faith, you know, get on your knees and give thanks to God, you know, because he saw us through this year. He definitely has. And again, you know, thank you so much. I'm excited about going into this new year with all of you.
Yeah. I'm excited, too. I am excited.
This year that's
going out, I mean, it's been a wonderful year, you know, working with you all, but I think the year coming up is going to be something to reckon with. I really do.
Definitely. And I'm just filled with joy just knowing you guys and getting to share this ride with you.
And it's been a good ride so far, Blaze. It's been a good ride so far. You know, at least the one thing that we can take with us out of 2011 is SJF, you know, music, you know, and go into 2012 just knowing if nothing else feels right in your world, that can feel like the best, you know. So all right, my friends, I'm going to say goodnight to all of you. Again, happy New Year's to everybody, and I look forward to seeing you all in 2012.
Okay, happy New
Year.
Happy New Year.
Good night, my friends.
Good night.
Are you ready?